everyone. Welcome to my podcast. Today, I hope you're having a good day. And we're going to touch base on self-confidence and how to feel like that person again. How to feel like yourself again and how to just get up there. I think that one thing that is the most important thing that I believe that you should do as a human being is to sit with yourself and accept yourself for who you are. That is so important. Because you're not going to feel confident enough if you can't accept yourself for everything that you are. Not the ugly, the pretty, the sad, the angry. Everything inside of you has a meaning and there's a reason why you feel the way you feel. And a lot of times, whether it is body image or self-confidence, in whichever like way you want to put that, like it really just depends on how you feel about yourself. I would say that the way you feel inside reflects on the outside. So once you change the way you feel about yourself, like inside of you, then your confidence is automatically gonna boost. No matter, you don't have to change a single thing about your outside appearance, but if you change their inside appearance, then you're going to feel so much better. And I'm gonna like give a couple tips on how I feel like I've done that in my life so that you're able to apply it to your life. Number one, I think that it's very important to sit with yourself at least once a day and call out everything that is beautiful about you. Even the things that you don't feel like are so beautiful, especially the things that you don't feel like are beautiful about yourself, those are the things that you're going to pinpoint the most. Those are the things that you're going to really focus on. Like if, for example, you don't like your hands, which I don't really like my hands, but I'm starting to love them, so please don't come at me. Just sit there and be like, my hands are beautiful. My face is beautiful. My eyebrows are beautiful. My eyelashes are beautiful. My feet are beautiful. Everything about me is beautiful. Just sit with yourself and make sure that you are allowing yourself to compliment yourself. Because we are constantly in a world where other people are complimenting us. But just because someone tells you you're beautiful does not mean that you're going to believe it. And we don't. A lot of times it's like people can constantly be like, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. But it's like, well, yeah, I hear you, but I don't feel like I'm beautiful. And the problem is that you have to start with yourself. You are the one who has to give yourself the compliments, not others. But you, because a lot of times in this world I feel like we get lost in the whole social media and we want the validations of others and we want others to call us beautiful, and if they don't then it's like an issue and it's a problem and now I don't feel so beautiful. You are beautiful just as you are, and you do not need someone else to tell you that you are beautiful, that you are amazing, that you are loving, that you are caring. You already know those things about yourself. What you need to do is believe them. And in order to change something in your life, you need to give purpose. You have to create something to push change and for change to happen. So if you want your self-confidence to grow, you have to start by allowing yourself to feel who you are. You have to start with simple gestures as just like calling yourself beautiful every day. I am beautiful just as I am. And just as I am is enough. You are enough. Like, you just have to remind yourself that. Our minds are not programmed that way. And I don't know why we're not programmed that way. We should be. But maybe it's the way that we grew up. Maybe it's the way that people left us. All of those things really, I think, have a great impact in the way we feel about ourselves. And I wish that they didn't, but they really do. They have an enormous impact. I myself, I've struggled a lot with feeling worth it. I've struggled enough to feeling like I'm enough. I struggle with self-confidence. Yes, I do show up as confident a lot of the times, but I don't feel confident a lot of the times. But one of my biggest things in anything, it's not just about beauty, it's not about the way you look, just in anything in life, when you show up confident. You're nervous, show up confident. You're scared, show up confident. Don't ever make it seem like you're not. It's almost like fake it till you make it. Show up like that, girl. Show up like you are it. When you walk into a room, you are it. Believe it. If you believe it, you are. Because you're going to start seeing the way that things shift and the way things change. It's just a small little gesture that you have to change in order for you to feel like you are the main character of your life. Because you are. Literally, you are the main character of your life. We all are the main characters of our own lives. We just have to believe that we are. Never show up as not confident. And I'm not saying, like, don't show your insecurities. Those are important. It's always important to, you know, be vulnerable with how you really feel. But make sure that you are doing it with the right people, because you can be vulnerable with the wrong people and that can only bring you down. Make sure that you have a community, even if it's one person that you can go to and be like, hey, this is how I feel about, like, this certain situation. This is how I feel about myself. And that person can uplift you. But remember that we are not going to people to lean on them for them to bring us up. The only person that can save you is yourself. The only person that can truly change you is yourself. So when change starts within you, then change begins out of you. Then you start seeing yourself differently. Then you start calling yourself beautiful. And I think people think it's like, oh, that's cliche, that doesn't actually work. Your mind has so much power. I promise you that it works. You just have to take it serious. And number two, you have to believe. If you believe, then it will happen. If you believe, then you will see the results. But you can't believe and not put the work in. You have to put the work in order for things to actually work out, in order for you to actually see the change. If you feel like, I need to start working out, remember, number one, you aren't always going to be motivated to do the things that are good for you. Just because you think that they're good for you does not mean that you're automatically going to be motivated for it. It's like the opposite. It's like your body rather you lay down and do nothing all day and think about all the ways that you are awful. But no, it's like you have to push yourself every single day to get where you want to be at that motivation. Because motivation doesn't come every single day. But you have to wake up and you have to get up and you have to just do it. Whether you want to or not, do it. Because I promise you that the more you do it, the more you give it time, the more change you will create. And the better you'll start feeling. And remember, just because you found yourself this today, let's say, for example, you worked for a whole year and you feel like, yes, I am on top of the world. And for some reason, something happens and you kind of feel like you're down again. Don't think that you cannot get up again. You already have the tools and you already know how to get up again, like, and get up there again. Do it again. Do not be afraid to do things again. Because I felt like I was on top of the world last year. I felt like nothing could ever bring me down again. Well, that's a lie. Because there's still so many things inside of me that I have to get out, that I have to heal from. And that is a constant daily work. I have to work on that every single day. And it's not like I'm doing extraordinary things. I'm doing really small things like journaling, reading a book, going for a walk, working out, doing affirmations, meditating, doing yoga. Honestly, anything that you feel like brings you peace, that's what you should do. Anything that you feel like it's going to help you get better, that's what you should do. I like to look up a lot of things like, how to get self-confidence, my self-confidence back. And there's so many affirmations of that. And I feel like affirmations really do work, but you have to put the work in. Like if I say, I am beautiful in every single way, but then I go out throughout the entire day calling myself ugly, then you're really not putting any work into that. You're kind of bringing it down. You have to believe it. If you call yourself beautiful, if, let's say, for example, because this happens a lot, this is gonna be you rerouting your brain. You could call yourself beautiful in the morning, but by the middle of the day, you feel like, oh no. You're going to say no to that thought, to that bad thought, and call yourself beautiful again. And then you're going to do it again. If you feel like in the middle of the day or towards the night, I'm ugly. No, we're not going to say that. I am beautiful. And you just do that every single day. I promise you that your mind starts to shift. And it starts to shift. And that doesn't mean that that bad thought goes away automatically. But it becomes smaller and smaller. And that negative voice is not as loud, because the positive one is the one doing the work all the time. Remind yourself that you are that person. And don't let anybody tell you any different. Don't let social media make you feel like you're not on top of the world, because we all have different path and everybody's on their own journey. The only person that you should try to be better is like more than the only person you should try to be better than is yourself. The only person that you're in a competition with is yourself. Don't ever try to be like anybody else. And that's something that I really struggle with, not as much anymore, but beforehand I would see these people accomplishing these things and doing these things and looking this way, and I'm like, why don't I feel that way? Why don't I look that way? If you have to take a step back from social media, sometimes I take a break, just I can't be on this right now because I'm not being very positive to myself. If you need to do that, do it. Do anything to keep yourself sane. Do not compare your life to others. Don't do it, because that's going to hurt you, your heart, your mind, your body, your spirit. You are here to protect yourself. And once you are able to feel such grace for yourself, you are able to see other people with more grace and more love and more gentleness. And I'm very big on no judging. And that's huge, because it's not that I don't do it, because I could. But when I catch myself judging, I stop myself. And I remind myself, I will not judge myself and I will not judge others. Because when I start not judging myself, I realize that I'm not really looking to pick at other people to judge them about their life or the way they look or anything really. Once you are confident in yourself, there's no reason to bring one, yourself down, and two, other people down. And if you feel like it's too hard not to bring yourself down, maybe start with not bringing other people's down. Maybe when you feel like you're judging other people, stop that thought. They are perfect the way they are. They are beautiful the way they are. That's their life. I do not judge them. People have their reasons. You just have to it's like a constant talk with yourself. And you can do that for yourself too. If you feel like you're judging yourself, like I said, keep that talk inside of your head positive. When it starts to be negative, change it. One negative thought, change it to a positive one. See what you're grateful for. If you can't find something positive to say about yourself, maybe because that's a negative thought about yourself and you can't really feel like, sometimes I just don't feel like I really believe that. You know what I mean? Like you just feel like, well, why would I say that if I don't believe it? Then maybe find something you're grateful for. When that negative thought comes up, I am grateful for the food that I ate today, or I'm grateful for the hug that I got today. Because now, even though it's not really related to what the negative thought was, at least you're putting a positive one in it. Because I know you're not always going to feel 100%. You're not always going to want to call yourself beautiful until you feel like you are, until you feel like, heck yeah, I should definitely talk to myself this way. I should definitely be kinder to myself. Because why would you be kinder to other people if you aren't kinder to yourself? And you can only really meet people at the level that you meet yourself. So in order for you to give better relationships to other people and to fully be present in other people's life, you have to meet yourself at a better level. And that will create better relationship, and that not only with other people, with yourself, because the most important relationship in the entire universe is with yourself. You have to feel confident within yourself. You have to feel whole within yourself in order to give wholeness to other people. If you don't feel that way, you can try, but there's no way that you can possibly give yourself to others when you can barely give to yourself. So remember, you are worthy, you are enough, and you are beautiful. And you are on top of the world. You just don't know it. You just have to rewind that brain to think positive. And don't let anything or anyone bring you down, because you are that person. I hope you have a great day.